So from your experience of having three family members with diabetes and working as a specialist nurse and a lead nurse in this study, what are your reflections about the disease?
My reflections are that diabetes has changed over the years. The approach to diabetes from the health professionals has changed, and the government. I think it realises that diabetes is causing the NHS a lot of cost because of the complications associated. I believe it's something like 6 to 8% of the budget to the NHS is allocated to diabetes and related complications. I mean, that's a big amount of the budget. So the governments are putting a lot of money and effort into it, diagnosing it, treating it, etc. And people's attitudes towards it have changed. Health professionals in general, the way they approach the disease, it's not just a sugar disease. It's now looked at as a syndrome whereby you have to look at things like lipids, hypertension and glucose. So I think the approach to diabetes is totally changing. And this was predicted about 10 years ago, I remember, by the consultant that I work for. And everybody thought it was really odd. And I remember going to a conference and listening to Sir Albertini, I think. I can't even remember his surname, but he's a very, very prominent figure. And he stood on the stage and he said there's going to come a time, I remember him saying, that people will be suing people, fast food people, because of the complications that they are incurring from eating fast foods, and that they should have health choices in place so that they can have a choice to eat a healthy option and not just have takeaway food. I remember him talking about traffic signal colours on packaging to tell you what was healthy, what wasn't, i.e. red, green and amber, so that people could make a choice of what was healthy and what wasn't healthy. And this has all happened in the last 5 years, and the approach to diabetes and healthy eating has changed over the last 5 years. And this was predicted. I remember going to these conferences and listening to these people. George Albertini, I think that was the man. When I said George Albertini, I actually meant George Alberti. Very prominent figure, and I really, really did respect what he said at the time, and it's sort of like just dawning upon me now as to what he said then has come true.